England, early 18th century. The close relationship between Queen Anne and Sarah Churchill is threatened by the arrival of Sarah's cousin, Abigail Hill, resulting in a bitter rivalry between the two cousins to be the Queen's favorite. Welcome to the List Off!
I do love to say that. It is very European. You should take a lunch.
I love the European.
38, favorite 2018.
I don't like lesbians
because
they don't like me!
The Simpsons podcast that became a Futurama podcast.
Yeah, I'll fix it if it
yes. Yes, welcome to The List Off. Two Bad Neighbors presents The List Off, a Simpsons podcast that became a Futurama podcast that flamed out quickly, and from those flames, like a phoenix from the ashes, rose this new podcast, which is about what we should have been talking about from the very beginning. Movies.
Movies.
And how much we like them. Specifically, yes, we like them a lot. I never get through the intro at all.
Oh, am I not supposed to interrupt you?
You know, you were supposed to do whatever feels comfortable.
And that's what I do.
Interrupting
you is the most comfortable.
It is in your strike zone.
That's right.
Yeah. Bam.
We are here on location.
Yep. That's what we call when I come to Alan's apartment.
Well, we are here to talk about The Favorite.
Yes.
And we have a returning guest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our friend Marinha. And because you were just on for The Farewell,
yes,
which we recorded quite a while ago, but in terms of the list, is fairly close to this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 38, The Favorite from 2018. It had 49 points. It was on 5 of 20 lists, and the highest rank was number 9 by Mar.
Woo!
That's you!
That's me!
Yeah, you
That's
did it!
That's me! Oh my gosh.
So first off, do you know, was this on your list, Greg?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. All right.
No. All right, well, coming in hot.
That isn't to say I didn't like this movie.
Okay.
You clearly hate
this. Yeah, it sure sounded like you hated it.
This was a very easy movie for me to watch because I own this movie. So boom, right there, done. So I do like this movie a lot.
Okay, sure.
In fact,
prove it.
I'll tell you, I forgot how much I liked this movie because we were just talking about this and I'm really glad that we are talking about this right now because this will come out around the time that the Oscars are happening.
Mm.
And so like Poor Things will still be in the conversation. It will have won no Oscars.
Probably.
Or maybe one.
Maybe one.
Out of 10 nominations, which is what this movie did, which holds with my theory. Moving right along.
Uh-huh.
It's just because Alan and I were just talking about this and how I was saying that Poor Things, we were talking about, like, what's your favorite? Yorgos. And I was like, well, it's not Poor Things. That was really neat, but it was a little bit too loose for me. Mm. And I thought maybe it was Killing of the Sacred Deer because I liked how twisted that movie was. And like a movie's fucked up, and the performances are just wonderful. But then I turn this one on, and I immediately start laughing because everyone's just on another comedic wavelength with this one. And I will watch this movie probably again right away. Cause it was lovely. It was a great time this time around. And I can't believe I hadn't watched it for so long, even though I own it. So that is to say.
He proved it.
I don't hate it.
So he proved it.
Yeah. He did it.
Yeah. And welcome back,
receipts. Thank you.
Have you seen Poor Things, Mar?
I have not yet.
Okay.
But my best friend hated it, and
interesting.
Britt loved it.
Mm,
so
it's very European.
We'll
it's,
see.
Yeah,
Greg loves we'll to see. Say that.
I do love to say that. It is very European. You should take a lunch.
I love the Europeans.
Yeah.
Notoriously.
Prove it.
Mm.
Where's Britt from?
probably got some European heritage there.
Oh, it's a mixed white.
Oh, all right then. There, yeah. There's the receipts.
Yeah.
23andMe just says, white across the board.
Whitish. White.
It said boring.
Yeah. Nothing interesting.
Why did you take this test? Boring.
Yeah, I just double checked and I did not put The Favorite on my list. I did put a different Yorgos, which may or may not be further down the list. We'll find out. No spoilies, but it is the lobster, which is probably my favorite Yorgos. I still haven't seen Killing of a Sacred Deer, so I can't speak to that one, but I did see Poor Things, and I loved Poor Things. I think it's great. Actually shares a lot of, like, I don't know the right word, but, like, flavor from this one. Like, you can tell he took a lot of what he did in this movie and transferred it to the story of Poor Things in many ways.
In Poor Things, my issue is I think he does it a little too much. I think he goes a little too hard with the auteur thing.
Okay.
It's I think if there's one thing I have against Poor Things, it's like, I think it's a, and this is like, what a nitpick. It's a little too designed. It made me think
okay,
a little
so, yeah,
too
so
much of
basically,
Wes Anderson.
Basically, you're like, we need less artists to have their signature style. Everything should be homogenized more.
Hey,
everything should be gray and Disney and...
Don't put
that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing, Greg.
Don't put those words in my mouth. I loved that boat, though. That crazy space boat
yeah.
that they all ride on.
It's
sorry,
a cool
this
boat.
Is exclusionary.
That's okay. I'm listening. I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm hearing male opinions right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the,
those are
it's
the,
important
the key
to
ones.
Me.
Yeah.
It's,
you know what it was?
They make my thoughts.
Yeah.
So.
It's the. It's the one thing that I was just like, oh, I wish there was less of this in Poor Things, and it's just the fisheye lens. I just wish there was.
I love the fisheye lens.
A little bit less of it.
I think it's used. I mean, there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I can understand that, but I do think it's used specifically and for a purpose in that movie. Whereas,
tell me what it was. I didn't get it when I was watching.
Well, I mean, I feel like we shouldn't make this a Poor Things podcast. So
we but can talk about. There's a lot of fisheye in this movie
there's,
too.
There's a lot of fisheye, but again, I think like used in a way that is showcasing the sets. In this movie, I'm not sure 100% if it's also trying to convey a feeling, but in Poor Things, I felt like it was trying to convey a feeling of disorientation and how vast the world is and how small Bella feels. That's why I think the fisheye is used less and less as the movie progresses, as she comes into her own.
That's so smart.
Oh, God. We should go.
Yeah.
We should go see it. It's really good.
No, I saw it already. You just explained everything to me. No, I don't need to see it. You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
Thank you for explaining art to me.
That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate
that's our whole dynamic. but yes, I think that this is the second time I've seen this movie. I did see it when it came out. Actually, I saw it. I checked and I definitely logged it in like late February. Of the year after it came out, so clearly like a Oscar catch-up kind of situation for me.
Did
But I remember really liking it. I didn't remember a lot about it until I did this rewatch, and I agree that it's very funny. Specifically Olivia Colman. I think she's well-deserved Oscar.
What an incredible performance.
She's so fucking good in this movie. But also, like, I think kind of underrated is Nicholas Holt.
He's the best.
He's so funny.
He is the absolute Mr. Harley. Is that him?
That sounds right. Yeah,
Mr. Harley. His true introduction to the movie is when he pushes Emma Stone down the hill.
He's so good at being a weepy aristocrat. He's
absolutely.
Have you seen him in The Great?
That's
too? That's I've not it. Seen
that. They're casting him in that movie it's straight from perfect. This one. They're perfect. Hoping you've seen The Favorite. And are just taking all of your preconceived notions of Nicholas Holt from The Favorite and putting it into the show The Great. And it's one of the reasons why that show works.
It's perfect.
I can't fully endorse it because it's an Amazon Prime show.
Mm.
But other than that...
We can't all be perfect.
We can't all be perfect.
We can't all be perfect.
No.
But Nicholas Holt is.
And Elle Fanning is quite great in that show.
Yeah, you could say she's the great.
She's the great?
The great. Yeah, she is the great.
What is The Great about?
Catherine the Great.
Ah.
Of Russia.
Understood.
You get it?
In Russia.
I do get it.
So they just called it The Great. It's cleaner.
Being smart again. He's cleaner. Being smart again, this guy.
It is cleaner. However,
what would you do?
Well, I hear that title and I'm like, what's that about? As you just saw. So like, you know.
Well, I immediately got that it was about Catherine the Great.
Well, no, you didn't.
I did, though.
When you first heard that title?
Yes, The Great. I'm like, oh, this is Catherine the Great.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
You're lying to me.
I believe him. I believe men.
Believe men, Alan.
That's true. I should start believing men. Oh my God. Hey, what's going on here? That's usually my role as the little stinker. And you're the voice of reason shaking your head at my dumb jokes.
Oh, man.
We've switched places because we're in my house. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel I need to
You have to put on airs.
And, yeah. Whereas when I'm at your house, I'm just like, hey, here we go.
And you're wearing you're
I am wearing a Greg-inspired cardigan.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, this is the kind of
It's like a Freaky Friday situation.
Yes, we absolutely did that body swap thing in that. What's that movie? The Switch with Bateman
that's,
and Reynolds?
That's one of them, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the tropes?
No, wait. No, wait. That's not the movie.
Is that not the one?
No, The Switch is the movie where Jason Bateman switches, like, the sperm.
Sperm,
with
yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Good. Very good. Very funny.
The what the hell's the one with him and Ryan Reynolds? Oh, it's no. Like the flip up or something?
The slip up. That's a better
The change
movie.
Up. I think it's the change up. It's the change up.
We got there. We got there. Don't worry.
But you see what I mean by titles being very simple can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The Switch, The Great. You know, what? Who are we talking about here?
The Farewell, The Favorite?
The Farewell, The Favorite. Yeah, do you have a thing What's about movies with the F?
The next one Mara is going to be on is The Fate of the Furious.
Well, that's too many words, though.
Sorry, I just wanted to put more F's in there.
I know. All right, so, Mar.
Yes.
Let's get serious now.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
When did you first see this movie? Did you see it in theaters?
I watched this on my laptop in my bed, as movies are meant to be watched.
Well...
When?
I think it was at December.
The December that came out?
Like, before the Oscars.
Yep.
Because I was doing a bit of a... Anyways, my friend, who hated Poor Things, loved this movie and said, Rania, watch this movie. And so I went, okay, I'll watch this movie. Mm-hmm. All you have to say is period piece, and I'm I'm on board with that.
You're good to go.
You want to know how I rewatched this movie?
Yes.
Today, in my office, at 1.5...
Oh, no.
Because I've been busy lately. Want to know what? It still hits.
I mean, I feel like it does, yeah.
5.5? Shit, that
like,
was
almost, like, maybe an added layer of comedy if it's at 1.5.
Really? All that, like, pausing and sentences in British finery sped up. That shit's good. The duck race sped up.
Oh, duck race, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm coming in here with.
That's
right
very
now.
Funny.
They plant the seeds of that duck race very well. What's the duck's name? Horatio?
I don't remember.
Horatio's the fastest duck in the country.
I heard it as Horatio.
He never he never leaves my side. He's horrible British people. And it just goes to show how much filming your movie in a palace just makes it look incredible.
That's true.
Just film your movie in an old British palace.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was it even a British palace?
I don't know.
It got filmed.
It could have been French.
Keep talking.
Could have been French.
Keep talking.
Which would have been good.
Well, so you're a big fan of period pieces.
I'm a period piece girl.
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
By, yeah,
that's maybe your fave.
Oh. Yeah. That's it.
Oh.
Me and Keira Knightley.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Tom Wambsgans.
Matthew McFadden.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my bad boy. That's my
Did
bad
you watch
boy,
Succession?
Mr. Darcy. No, we have not yet. We keep trying, and then I'm like, boring.
It's pretty wild because, like, I obviously had seen Pride and Prejudice, but not enough to know his face, Mr. Darcy's face. And so I was watching Succession for quite a while until one day, like, looked him up, and I was like, hold on. That's the same fucking guy? That's Mr. Darcy? Most ardently? That's him?
Most ardently? The sticker I have on my laptop from college? Don't worry about it.
Because he's incredible in Succession, and he's doing, like, an American accent. And so, you know, it's very easy to not know it's the same actor until you look it up. But,
British people doing American accents is so funny, honestly.
It's the best.
It's really tough to watch sometimes. This is a slight tangent, but it's going to be worth it. So I went and saw the movie The Beekeeper.
Hell yeah.
Oh, how
I saw it too.
That?
You saw it?
I saw it.
Yeah, it's pretty much garbage.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's fun garbage.
It's fun garbage. It's like, It's like when you have like a drinking contest with your friends in high school or college.
Illegal.
It's like it's
in high school.
You turn 18 in high school.
I was 17, but definitely. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm calling the cops.
You're calling the cops?
They're on their way.
No, put the phone down.
This is recorded.
I actually called them as soon as I got in here and saw that I was going to have to sit next to Josh on a black couch with a microphone right in front of me. I said, something's awry here.
Yeah.
But sorry. There's a cat.
Sorry
there's
for
there's
that.
A cat.
That's got to be.
Yeah, which I'm allergic to. Loving this. Anyways, the beekeeper?
The beekeeper is, what I'm trying to say, is glorious trash.
Yeah.
A movie I'm not a huge fan of, but I had a good enough time watching it. And this is all to say that almost everyone in that movie is a British person faking an American accent. So that everyone in the movie doing that sounds weird.
I love
that. You know, because everyone's British and everyone's trying to do the standard American.
Statham's not doing an accent.
No, he's not. American actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's not. But the woman who plays the president.
Statham's got, like, his a brand all on its own.
Yes,
so,
he does.
So, like,
that's fine.
I assume, like, even if they were like, hey, can you do a British accent? He'd be like, or sorry, American accent. He'd be like, no way, mate. Like, you know. That's not me.
Yeah.
and
Why would he ever
yeah.
try?
No.
Irons
but
is
there's Irons
doing
yeah.
incredible work in that movie. when I went to that movie and Jeremy Irons showed up, I was like, he's in it for this scene and this scene only, right?
He got the and, right?
I don't know. He's in this movie.
He's in quite a bit of it.
He's all over this movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's to say that British people just talk the way you talk. Everyone loves how you talk.
See, I don't know enough about actors' nationalities, so I had no idea that most of the people in this movie were British.
Mm.
In The Beekeeper, not The Favourite.
I was like, ah.
Well, in The Favourite.
The Favourite, it's mostly Americans doing British accents, right?
Yes.
Is Nicholas Holt American, or is he British?
Oh, that's a great question.
He looks British.
He does.
Definitely, he got his start in About a Boy, right? And I think he was British in that.
About a Boy.
Let's take a look.
Place your bets right now.
I'm gonna bet he is English. I'm gonna
say that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel comfortable saying
with a name like Holt.
With that weepy little face.
Yeah. Those thin lips.
Giving gaunt British.
Yeah.
It does say he's an English actor.
It's paper
white. Was born in Wokingham, Berkshire.
Oh, so very English.
He is a reborn Victorian child. He's giving frail.
Yes, he's very sickly.
And I guess Coleman is British too, right?
Coleman is, yeah.
Yeah.
Very English.
Hot Fuzz.
That was your first?
That was my first Coleman encounter.
That probably
before I knew who she was.
That probably would have been mine too.
Yeah.
And then I went on to see her in the sketch shows, like the Mitchell and Webb sketch shows.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because she was one of their like stable of character actors that they would pull from for all of their shows, and she was so funny in those, and then she just all of a sudden turned out to be, I guess, the greatest living actress.
You heard it here, folks.
I mean, she's
the
pretty
greatest
great
living actress.
You seen The Lost Daughter?
Again, bounced off of that movie hard in the middle because it's a Netflix movie and it never asked me to come back.
I mean, I was lucky to see it in theaters.
Now it's somewhere on Netflix in like a digital swamp.
I always forget what movies are Netflix if I didn't see them on Netflix first.
Like Mank, that's a Netflix movie.
Well, I saw that one on Netflix.
Oh, you did? Okay. I saw that in theaters.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. I also saw The Killer in theaters.
I saw The Killer in theaters.
Well, then you don't need to know that it's a Netflix movie.
Exactly. Don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it turns out Emma Stone's really the only American in this movie. So
well,
I was like looking through. I'm like,
well,
oh no, Rachel Weisz. She's actually British. Joel Alwyn, who plays Masham, he's British.
Billy Lynn.
Is that Billy Lynn himself?
Yeah, that's Billy Lynn.
Wow, his long halftime walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Gatiss, of course, is British. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I really liked seeing Mark Gatiss in this movie, which is something I never say. Actually, you know what? I like seeing him in two movies exactly so far.
What's the other one?
Rogue Nation. Dead Reckoning.
Ah, gotcha.
He's in that briefing scene.
Oh, is he just in the briefing scene where it's like all the British people. Yeah, all the people who are like, oh, what are we gonna do about this Dead Reckoning?
This is the entity. Yeah. It's sentient now. It's like that scene is written like a Criminal Minds scene where everyone's just like they just split up a huge monologue and give different lines to different people, so it doesn't sound like one person's talking, but it's all the same voice.
Yeah.
The intelligence apparatus
mm-hmm.
of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Great movie. They dropped the part one.
They did. It's much cleaner now.
That's right. And the next one doesn't have a title yet.
Oh.
It's also not coming out till next year now.
Yes.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, me too. Get it right, Tom.
Yeah, get it right, Tommy.
Yeah.
So this was originally written by Deborah Davis,
mm-hmm.
And then I believe they got Tony McNamara to come in and punch up the screenplay.
Did you see when she wrote it? She wrote it
like '98 or something, yeah, and she had 90s. No formal screenwriting training or any. This is the first screenplay she wrote, just because she was fascinated in this like era of history or whatever.
But she couldn't get financing for a while because.
Woman.
Too gay.
Oh.
Oh. Double whammy.
Yeah.
Double
too many
whammy.
Women and too yeah. many women kissing each other.
God damn it. That's the best part.
I agree.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, I agree. Very reverently.
Oh, and there you go. McNamara worked on The Great.
Wow.
That makes sense.
He created The Great.
Yeah.
So great. There you go. Just that's kind of the seed yeah. of what happened.
So this
happened
is the
there.
Pilot episode of The Great. It really feels like it, and it that's another reason why I'm kind of like The Great, maybe not so great, because it is just kind of like, well, The Favorite worked,
mm-hmm.
so let me do that and make my living. I mean, you got to make a living somehow. So,
that's true.
Power to you. Take Amazon's money, whatever. But this movie's, like, weirdly a hit.
That's true. It was $95 million at the box office for a $15 million budget. So, like, yeah, big hit. Critical darling.
Yeah.
Definitely should have won Best Picture over what actually won.
Green Book.
Oh, God.
This is the Green Book year.
This is the Green Book year, a.k.a. the year... Good. Hollywood lost its mind.
I worked with a guy who told me his favorite movie was Green Book.
That is,
and I went, uh-oh.
Wild. Yeah,
this is on.
Uh-oh.
This is on a podcast already. This is on The Farewell.
Did we talk about
yes.
Green Book already?
Yes.
Oh my
god! It's because this. He really got me with that one.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's.
That is absurd. I said it on that episode, and I'm saying it again. That is. Crazy.
It's absurd.
He's becoming a reoccurring character on the podcast. He's going to find me and kill me.
Oh,
this
no.
guy needs to watch another movie.
Yeah.
No, it's only The Green Book. Not people like collect one movie. It's like E.T. It's just shelves of The Green Book.
Would you like to see my Blu-ray collection? He opens a drawer and it's just
50 copies.
All Green Book.
Of Green Book.
I
on.
No Criterion made that.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't. I wrote in.
Specially made.
I didn't. I printed these myself. I just love the sleeve.
So I wanted to share this quote from the director, Yorgos Lanthimos, because as we know, there's a lot of lesbianism in this movie.
Really played with how to say that, huh?
Are you uncomfortable, Al?
Lesbianism.
Are you squirming?
There's a lot of lesbianism in this one.
I don't like lesbians because they don't like me. I don't understand how they can't like me. All right.
Is that a George?
I mean, it's probably very George adjacent. Yeah. Probably not that exact quote, but that's I was definitely channeling George because that's the kind of thing he would complain about. All right. So he said, my instinct from the beginning was that I didn't want this to become an issue in the film for us. Like, we're trying to make a point out of it. I didn't even want the characters in the film to be making an issue of it. I just wanted to deal with these three women as human beings. It didn't matter that there were relationships of the same gender. I stopped thinking about that very early on in the process. And I read that because I feel like that is a big positive to this movie is that it doesn't treat the queer relationships in any like, oh my word, like that's absurd. Like, you know, there's none of that. Like, there's just like people are like, wait, are you like fucking the queen? Like, you know, like there's the stuff, yeah, there's stuff that's like, that's weird the because thing. like that's the queen.
Yeah. That's the queen. But that yeah. puts you in a position of power over me.
Exactly.
And that's the point.
Yeah. And I love that. It makes, cause the Schitt's Creek. Have you guys watched Schitt's Creek?
Yep. They do the same thing.
Yeah. It's a similar kind of thing where there's queer relationships in that story, but there's never the closest they come is when, the character of Patrick is going to reveal that he's marrying or that he's dating, Dan Levy's character. I can't remember. David.
David.
There we go. I just had to go into David sister's Levy. Name.
The mind library.
But, there's like a brief thing where they're like, oh no, like they don't know that he's gay. And therefore, like, this is going to be a weird thing when he tells his parents. But then his parents are like, we don't give a shit. Like, we're just like sad you didn't tell us earlier.
Yeah.
But aside from that, like, it's the only time there's kind of like a weird, like, coming out kind of like story. But for the most part, everyone's just like, oh, you're gay. Oh, you're bi. Interesting. Like, that's the end of it. There's never any weird.
It's not a plot point.
Exactly. And I feel like, even though I understand that, like, that's the experience for a lot of queer people is having to deal with that stuff, I do feel like the best way to go forward with representation is to have more of those stories. It doesn't mean like don't have the stories where there's trauma and there's, you know, sadness and whatnot, but like having more of those stories where it's just like accepted as normal will help normalize it in general for, hopefully for bigoted people.
It's like American Fiction.
I haven't seen it.
It's a similar idea.
Okay.
It's a similar idea. It's just like Jeffrey Wright's character is like his whole idea is like, I'm sick of seeing these stories about Black Americans ghettoized.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yes, those things happen, but don't you see we're more than that?
Yeah.
As a whole people, we are more than that. And then there's like this really incredible conversation about like by saying like we have by saying there's potential there, but you're like you're saying what you see in front of you isn't enough already. And like it's just a really well written movie that might win an Oscar for it, but I don't think so.
Which we'll one do you think it might win?
Screenplay?
Adapted? Against Oppenheimer?
Nah, Oppie's got this
Oppie's
in the
got
bag.
It. Oppie's got this. It.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, American Fiction, and sorry, everyone else.
Sorry, everyone who's up against Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Paul Giamatti. I'm still pulling for a Paul Giamatti win over Killian.
Oh, God, you gotta watch Oppenheimer again, though.
I'm not saying it's
a
bad performance. No, of course, it's a great performance, but I still want Paul Giamatti to win. I think it's a better performance.
Yeah, Giamatti's very good. Giamatti is very good. Mm-hmm. If Cillian Murphy wasn't in this year, I'd say give it to Paul. But Cillian Murphy is Oppenheimer.
Hitched your wagon.
I've hitched my wagon.
Well, Paul won the Critics' Choice, so...
The dark cowboy of the nuclear age is going to win.
Boo.
Sold! Sold to Greg!
Hey, wait a minute.
That's right. I've bought the Oscars. It's family money.
Oh, it usually is.
Yeah. What were you saying? Oh, you're right. So that was a
profound.
I know.
Straightened. No. What were we talking about?
What are we talking about?
We were talking about the relationships in the film.
Yeah.
I do love that. It's just everything's pretty fun in this movie until it's not.
And the thing is, I feel like this era of history, there was a lot of this.
Oh, yeah.
And people like to not think about it, or like, you know, obviously bigots, but like people who are like, oh, always been this way. It's always been a man and a woman. It's like, well, no, that was just like how they'd have themselves in society. Behind closed doors, they were fucking everybody.
Yeah, if you have, well, that's the thing. If you have power.
Yeah.
If you have the money, if you have the power, you can fuck whoever you want. That's what history is full of.
That's true.
You know, it is the people who don't have power, the people who are subjugated, who can't fuck the people that they want. Typically.
Usually, yeah.
Of course there are exceptions where in, like, the people with the power and the responsibility are held to the cause where they can't fuck who they want.
Mm.
And the people who don't have those obligations get to fuck who they want. History is filled with people fucking who they want and not being able to fuck who they want.
Historically?
I mean, what else were people supposed to do?
Play cards.
Yeah.
Race ducks.
And that's, yeah. And that's fine sometimes.
Well, like in the beginning of Barry Lyndon.
Uh-huh.
Where he plays cards because it's so boring
mm-hmm.
with his cousin and he ends up fucking her because
oh.
cards are boring. Have you not seen Barry Lyndon?
Nope.
It's great.
Now I'm gonna.
Oh, such a good movie.
Jason Cousins.
It's 3 hours long. Just be careful.
Uh-oh.
It's in two parts.
I like a tight 90.
It's in two parts. The two parts are tight 90. So you can watch the first part.
There you go.
There's a big old intermission.
Fuck at the beginning?
It's the first thing that happens. It's the first thing that happens.
Okay, so a 15-minute film for me tonight.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Okay, the depiction is a little slow.
I'll get back to you guys.
Honestly, one of my favorite movies.
I think it's pretty good.
Because of that?
Yeah, because of the cousin fucking. No!
Oh, okay.
Because it's so attractive.
No, because it's a gorgeous film and it's beautifully, beautifully made and beautifully performed. A lot like this movie. The Favorite.
The Favorite.
It is, actually. It has a lot of similar things and like it has a lot of similar things to say about nobility in its tone. It doesn't take it seriously
mm-hmm.
At all. And it's photographed just incredibly.
Mm-hmm.
This one was nominated for cinematography, right?
Of its, good question.
Of its 10 Oscars.
Let's take a look at its Oscars.
Which it didn't win.
Yep.
Yep. It lost.
Here we go.
Director to Roma.
That's fine.
Is it?
I think Roma's good.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
Because it's on Netflix.
All right. Yes, best cinematography. Let's run through it. So, best picture. These are the noms, of course. Best Picture, Best Director for Yorgos, Best Actress for Olivia Colman, which she won.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Best Supporting Actress for both Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz.
Great noms.
Yeah.
Best Original Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Costume Design, Best Film Editing, and Best Production Design. Ooh. Now, I'm very curious what most of these lost to.
I was an Emma Stone hater before this movie.
Really?
This was a conversion for
this
me.
This was a conversion. Okay, so I have some friends who are also currently Emma Stone haters. I'm not sure if they've seen this one, so that could be a part of it. But when I was like, go see Poor Things, they're like, Emma Stone's in it, though. And I'm like, but she's great.
Anyway, she is great.
What a but great, I'm
what
curious.
A great performance that is.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's. I think it's a toss-up between her and Killers of the Flower Moon.
Lily Gladstone.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I kind of hope Lily wins it because it's deserved, and it's a better story. But anyway, for the first indigenous person to win.
Then giving Emma Stone another one.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though I think she's well-deserving of it because she's really good in that movie.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay. You've got one.
Yeah.
Take a seat. Anyway, I'm curious, what was your exposure to Emma Stone before this that made you hate her?
Like, what was my exposure?
Super bad?
Easy A.
Easy A.
Super bad. Yeah. I just thought, you know.
Two movies that she's aggressively charming in.
I thought she was, like, trying too hard.
Aww.
Where she's like, I know. You know, isn't that bad?
No.
Such a girl hater.
Girls hating girls.
Girls hating girls. I'm just, part of the problem.
It's just weird that you won't stand together.
I won't unless the boys say it's okay. It's okay to like
him. Mar's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, aside, we were sitting at a steakhouse the other night.
Ooh, yum, yum.
Fancy. Yeah. It was happy hour. Uh-huh. And we overheard this date between this older gentleman and a younger woman.
Oh, good.
And he went, you're funny. Women aren't usually funny, but you're funny.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
It's funny, guys.
That is pretty
Men
funny.
Men that exist like that are funny. And she got a free dinner out of it. So
good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Hopefully it ended there. praying for
that's,
her.
That's what we're hoping for.
Anyways,
yes.
I'm funny.
Yes.
Emma Stone, I thought was trying to too hard to be funny, and then I watched her in this movie, and I was like, oh no, like, you're naturally really good, like, yeah, passively funny, like, little things she does, way she's delivering things, so funny. Her little facial expressions, they're good.
Mm-hmm,
like, she's
mm-hmm.
got it.
She does, and a lot of that, I think, is...
She squishes a rabbit.
Yeah.
She has the biggest eyes in the business.
She sure does.
Looks like a doll, for yeah. sure.
Yeah, just... you can see them in the dark.
Boring into me.
Yeah. And this is really what turned you around?
Yeah, this is it.
Did you go back and watch any of her other
performances? I'd probably like Easy A again. I think I was just being a hater, which I love to do.
Sure.
Being a hater. Doesn't.
It is a good time.
I love to be a hater.
Yeah, Alan's doing it with Oppenheimer right now.
I'm an Oppenheimer hater, so yeah. I'm a Christopher Nolan hater.
Very good. Well, very good. Glad we didn't have you for Inception.
The thing is...
I hated Inception so much. I was watching stupid.
The thing is, I'm so on the fence on Nolan, and Greg knows this because he's very much on the side of Nolan. And so there's
I love his movies.
Yeah, and that's great. But there's times where I'm like, it's fine. He's like, come on.
Those are boy movies.
Come on, Dunkirk's great.
Yeah, Dunkirk.
Okay, Dunkirk's good. Harry Styles.
Hey, I'm not going to argue. Styles is great.
It's a period piece.
That's true.
It is a period piece.
Cillian Murphy is haunting in that movie.
I guess Oppenheimer is...
Not enough dialogue, that's what I said. All right.
It is. Not enough dialogue. Interesting. Interesting.
I want to hear what they have to say about their trials and tribulations in the world.
Well, this is it. You can almost see it.
See what,
sir? Home. That's it. That's all you need to know. They want to go there.
Mm.
That's it. And the Nazis... No, not the Nazis. The enemy's coming. That's
it. Who do they like to fuck?
Probably
they're very curious.
They're British wives or the French girls they're leaving behind. That's it.
All right. See, that's already... You're filling in the...
So you want to see Atonement. That's your thing. That's your jam.
Yes.
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
Always.
Oh, boy. That movie's hot.
That movie's hot. All right. So... Best Supporting Actress went to Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk.
Still haven't seen it. Heard it's a good one, though.
I don't think I ended up watching it. I wanted to because it's, what's his face? Who did Moonlight?
Jimmy Baldwin.
That's wrong. That's Barry Jenkins.
It's based on the novel by Jimmy Baldwin.
Okay.
That's deep knowledge.
James Baldwin.
Yo.
Sorry.
Not get enough appreciation, but now I'm not going to give you any.
Yeah, now it's rescinded. But yeah, Amy Adams from Vice was also nominated.
And, what a bad nomination.
Yeah, that's bad. And then Marina de Tavira for Roma.
Okay.
But original screenplay, The Favorite lost to, guess which one?
Original screenplay.
Yeah.
Is this one going to make me mad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This makes me angry.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, it's okay. Almost like they looked at the category and were like, well, this title is kind of similar to a screenplay. It's Green Book.
I thought that was based on a book!
No, the Green Book is the book of, like, where to go and, like, get a nice meal if you're black or some shit.
See, I haven't seen the Green Book.
It's like when you're in the South, go read the Green Book if you want to know where you're safe to eat. Something like that.
Light. Oh, I get it. It's an important film.
Yeah, it's about racism.
Yes.
The message is some people are racist. Some people aren't.
Some people aren't.
And some people can change.
Got it.
I get it.
Viggo Mortensen can throw, like you're drinking a glass of from my house. If I was Viggo Mortensen and you were a black man,
yeah,
I would throw that in the garbage after you leave.
Oh.
That's what he does in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to do it anyways.
And then his wife finds him. He's like, why'd you throw these in the garbage? He's like,
who plays his wife? Is it Linda Cardellini?
It is Linda Cardellini.
Wow. Maybe I should watch this
No,
movie.
You shouldn't.
But she's in it.
She's in two scenes.
All-time crush, though.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She's in the beginning, and then he goes off on his Green Book adventure, and then she like calls him sometimes. He's like, when are you going to get back? What's going on with that black man?
I mean, worth it for...
The movie's so bad.
It's, yeah. Weird that it's from Viggo's point of view.
Well.
Weird.
That's not good.
It's because it's fucking made by Peter White Farrelly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We should have that guy on the podcast.
Peter Farrelly?
No, the guy I worked with.
Yeah, we should! Yeah.
It was Green Book is his favorite movie?
Yeah, I think we should have.
Well, I mean, no spoilies. Green Book might show up on the list. It's not. It definitely did not. Nobody fucking voted for
Tell
it.
Tell me their name. Let me find
out. Anyway, yeah, lost best original screenplay to Green Book. That's wild.
That's fun. This is a good one. I like. Keep going.
Yeah. What else we got? We got. No, there's the shorts.
I love playing the game of like the 10 nominee, the 10 Oscar nominee movies and what they all lost to.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What's the next one? Production design. That one lost to, a big budget movie.
Oh, is it a Marvel?
It is.
It's Black Panther.
Black Panther.
That's not a bad win.
It's fine.
That's not a bad win. Black Panther looks interesting.
But you know what? I think you'll be mad that this was also nominated. I haven't seen it yet. First Man.
First Man is very good.
Okay.
First Man is very good. But, you know, it's a 60s movie. You know?
Not The Last Man.
Nope.
The First Man.
Just the first.
Just the first.
Just the first.
Many more men since then.
Just no, the first.
You're telling me.
What? Cinematography, a loss to Roma.
Sure.
That one's in black and white.
Yeah, so,
you understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, that's look at the cinematography.
Look at it. It's so look at the shadows.
Look at the contrast and lack of visual colors. All right. And then best costume design, it lost to Black Panther as well.
Mm.
I think that's a pretty good win, actually. The costumes in Black Panther are pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then best film editing, it lost to...
This is fucking Bohemian Rhapsody. It loses to one of the worst edited movies. It's become a meme now.
It's become the quintessential, like, it wasn't best editing, it was most editing.
Yes.
Because they have that scene where it's just them in a restaurant, and it's like, there's 36 cuts in this shot. It doesn't need to be cut this much. Anyway.
It's... I watched that on my laptop, too, so...
Yeah, have that one.
It's such
a
bad movie. It's one of the only things that I still let myself get worked up about when I'm just talking to a person.
Who made that?
Oh, allegedly Bryan Singer, but
Dexter Fletcher is credited. I think
it's Dexter Fletcher who finished the movie, but yeah. Bryan Singer has the credit.
Oh, that's right. I always forget which one gets the credit, but he gets the credit.
Yeah, and Dexter Fletcher makes Rocketman.
Yeah, which is a better movie by many.
It's
many
a far users. Superior movie, but it's not a great movie.
No, but it's fine.
It's fun. It's fun. Rocketman is fun, where Bohemian Rhapsody is a fucking chore, and it's a yep. travesty. And whenever someone tells me they like Bohemian Rhapsody, it's one of the only things I let myself get worked up about. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't actually like this movie. You like Queen, and that's fine.
Yep.
That's more than fine. Great band. We'll give them that. Obviously, they're great. You don't like the movie. It's a piece of shit.
I actually have... You're just reminding me I have a stored memory that I didn't want to bring back, but it's back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was back when I was on dating apps, and I got an argument with someone on Tinder about being...
You chose that battle, huh?
I did. The thing is, I wasn't fighting. I was just like, here are my thoughts about it. And they were just like, ha, whatever. It was made for the fans. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I got mad about their reaction to my criticisms. Was just like, well, I guess you're not a true Queen fan then. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Was it Selena?
It was Selena. Yeah. And look at us now.
Yeah. It lit the fire. And the flames never gone out.
Oh, it's the condemnation of the dating apps that you didn't meet Selena on a dating app.
Exactly. Dating apps are trash.
Oh. I don't know the lore.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of it.
There's a little bit of it. Well, it wasn't a dating app.
We'll throw the lore out as it goes. We got to keep it's the only thing that keeps people coming back is like the how and why.
Oh, the mystery.
Yeah. You gotta lay these breadcrumbs or else they don't have a storyline to follow. It's like if Temperance and Seeley got together in the first episode of Bones.
Excuse me?
Bones. I wanted to be that word... a forensic anthropologist because of that show. And then I did not do well in university.
I hit on something that Mar gets. Yes!
Yeah, unfortunately, I did not watch Bones.
Yeah, Bones is good.
Booth and Brennan.
Cool. Which one's Bones?
The Kathy
Bones. I thought
Regan
one of Bones. Brennan Bones?
Temperance Bones Brennan is her name. It's her name. Because it's in the time of TV where names were stupid.
Those were the best times.
Yes, like Fox Mulder.
Hey, that's a great name.
Hey, it's a stupid name. He makes it great.
What are the stupidest names on TV?
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sheldon?
Sheldon?
Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon is the dumbest name. That show's unwatchable.
He's like, just call me Sheldon. He's like, no, you're Young Sheldon.
You're Young Sheldon.
Because one day you'll be that guy.
Old Sheldon.
Jim Rash.
I would actually love if they made an old Sheldon TV show.
Yes.
And it's just Sheldon. Yeah, alone and angry in his apartment.
It would be so great if they brought back... God, what's his name?
Which one?
The old Sheldon. Normal Sheldon.
Normal Sheldon. Normal. 30s Sheldon. Or is he late 20s?
Jim Parsons. If they brought back Jim Parsons and put him in old age, man.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
But, like, his mind's going a little.
Yeah, yeah.
But they, like... It's like
a theory of relativity. Or is it?
They have to deal with that? And it's like he's coming down.
That was important to him. Yeah. Is now fading away.
He's losing. He
realizes that we all die.
And he comes to grip with the fact that maybe he was a piece of shit.
And Penny's still hot.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
That's the main part.
Have we seen the flight attendant? Wow.
No, absolutely not. Why would I watch? Was it HBO Max?
HBO Max. Yeah.
That means there's boobs in it.
Oh shit. there's boobs in this movie.
There is.
God bless. Just a little sneak peek.
Yep.
Getting ready for some Poor Things. When she bears all.
Oh my god.
Full frontal?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and like throughout.
Oh yeah.
It's a horny movie.
It's a very European movie.
Cineplex showing that tonight?
They are. I went and saw it in theaters. I had a couple of stuffed shirts behind me. They left. 20 minutes in.
Oh yeah, we talked about this because I had a similar experience, but not for that movie, for All of Us Strangers, which is a gay movie between a man and a man, and there was some stuffed shirts behind us that, like, during the very graphic, not even that graphic, but like graphic for, you know, for gay sex in Hollywood, sex scene, I could hear them like chittering to each other. And I couldn't hear what they were saying. I was like, if I had a microphone. I wish I had a microphone. Because I guarantee they were saying stuff like, oh, I didn't know this was going to be a gay movie. Like, you know, shit like that. Like, because they left as soon as that scene was done. And I was like, fucking good riddance. Because that was annoying having to listen to you be fucking uncomfortable with...
That is crazy to leave a movie theater.
I know.
I've never done that.
And I'm also like, did you just like throw a dart at the... marquee and like choose a movie? Like, did you not know what you were getting into? This is very clearly a movie about two men who fuck. It's very sad. It's a very sad movie.
Of course.
But that's a part of it.
Of course it is.
Anyway.
Make more Bros.
Yeah.
Make more movies like Bros.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
We need more. Yeah. We need more,
more bros.
Male, like, like gay male, positive comedies.
Yeah.
Because, like, I also just watched Good Grief.
The Dan Levy one.
Dan Levy one, which is a good movie, but again, it's just so sad.
It's so sad. Oh, it's I saw the trailer for that, and I'm like, no! Absolutely not! He loses the person who he loves the most in this world. When? In the movie?
Like, the opening scene.
The opening scene. Yeah. Get out of here!
That's more sad gay movies.
I will say...
2024.
One year.
I will say I do prefer that story over ones where it's they're happy and then at the end one of them gets murdered or something. Like,
yes, that's
one that I'm like, I don't need any more of these stories about how, you know.
We call that a Brokeback.
A Brokeback, yes. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, there's a lot of those. All right. This movie, nobody dies, right?
It's fun that there's a genre for it now, though, right? That's progress.
Fun.
That's so fun.
That is joyful. Don't let us see happiness.
Well, there's another one, right? There's a difference, you know? Tragedy, comedy. Uh-huh.
That's true. Those are the two things.
They are
happy face, things. Sad face. They're masks.
Wow. They're masks. Yeah.
I went to drama school.
We did.
They can't see that, but you guys did.
She just made the same face while
moving her hand.
I made totally different faces. I made totally different faces.
Oh, you think you did?
No.
She didn't go to drama school.
That's
no,
right.
So no.
And it's true.
There's no possible way you could have done it.
No, I would have not done well then.
Without spending tens of thousands of dollars.
Too much money.
No, tens of thousands still on an anthropology degree. And I'm not a forensic anthropologist like Bones.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
You are actually an anthropologist?
Yeah.
You could be a forensic anthropologist, though.
You should see me trying to identify those fucking bones. I walked into that lab and went, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Let's not do this.
That's a shame.
It's a damn shame.
I think I could be pretty good at identifying bones.
You'd think that.
Yeah.
If they're, like, still on the skeleton.
Well, yeah! Duh, Alan.
Like, that's the fingy.
Try walking into a room and they have just some little fucking phalange out.
A phalange's a finger, so I know that. So it's a finger. Got it.
You know what? I didn't know I was dealing with a genius. I didn't know.
So the favorite.
So the favorite.
The favorite. What about it?
This movie's like
good.
It's very good. It's filmed at Hatfield House. I found out.
Oh
yes, it was filmed like in a palace ago. In England, okay. In the English countryside.
Nice.
And now is that house still owned by that noble family, or is it one of those ones where they gave it back to the state and they have to let people in it to keep up the household?
It's a grade one listed country house set in a large park.
Okay.
Hatfield, Hertfordshire, England.
Mm-hmm.
Present Jacobian house, leading example of the prodigy. Oh my Jacobian. Fucking God. It was, you know what? It is open to the public, but it is a noble house. It is currently the home of... Oh. It is currently the home of Robert Gascoigne Cecil, 7th Marquess of Salisbury. It is open to the public.
I know his teeth are so bad.
But his hair is great.
It's bleeding.
His wig.
The architectural style is Jacobean.
Jacobean.
What's the deal with the white wigs?
That's the party. The wigs party.
Okay.
It's all the rage.
So they just all wear those wigs when they're out and about?
And in Parliament.
And in Parliament, of course. Yeah.
Well, when they're in court, which is on the palace grounds.
Yeah, yeah.
To let you know, yes, we are the Majesty's loyal opposition, and the ones in the black wigs are the Tories.
Okay.
Of course, you know who they are.
No.
The Conservative Party.
I mean, yeah, I knew that part.
Yes, Tories.
Yes.
Tories and Whigs. It's all very British, and I don't think we're meant to really care in this movie.
Yeah. I liked when Emma Stone took his wig off and wore it.
That was nice.
That went crazy.
And then, like, rubbed, like, his makeup off. I was like, yeah, more of this.
The dancing scene.
Dancing scene's fun.
Yeah, that's so fun when he's, like, going at the camera and, like...
There's an even better dancing scene in Poor Things.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
Dancing scene's so fucking good.
Yes, there is.
I'm going right away.
Yeah, go see it.
It's a good movie. It's quite good.
It's great fun.
It's very European.
I'm so curious why the girls don't like it and the boys do.
Well, Selena loved it also, so maybe you just have the wrong sample size.
You hear that, Rhiannon? Another woman likes it.
Oh, we got a name.
Is Rhiannon your friend?
Rhiannon's my best friend.
Rhiannon.
Rhiannon. Like Fleetwood Mac.
Like the Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Does she get that
song
a lot?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She does.
I didn't know that was people like a name you could use.
I don't know.
I'm gonna grill you about Rhiannon.
I didn't know about Fleetwood Mac until I met her. And I was
really?
Like, what's your name? She's like, Fleetwood Mac. I'm like, who's that?
She introduced herself as Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
She's probably skipping a step there.
Said, I'm them. She's sick. She's in a hospital.
Oh no!
Mentally.
Well, that's why she didn't like
she's the band. That's why she didn't like Poor Things. She's gonna love that shit. You can't get rid of it.
No, and she's definitely a listener.
Don't worry, I won't get rid of it. I don't have my eyes on the timer right now, so nothing's getting cut.
It's all in.
It's all in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Rachel Weisz was a late addition to the cast. I don't know if you guys knew this, but
I did, yeah.
Kate Winslet was originally cast in this role.
Oh.
Great choice. She would have done great.
She would have been incredible.
Yeah.
I like this better, though.
I do think that the, like, at least, like, the visual contrast, because I do think Kate Winslet and Emma Stone have a very similar vibe visually.
It's a familial look,
yeah.
Which would make a lot
which
of
makes
sense
as cousins, yeah.
But, like, and I
like the contrast of these two ladies in this one.
So rarely do I see a casting what could have been, and I could immediately see that. I almost am like, Kate Winslet as this. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. And then I'm like, too easy. That's too easy. I've seen her do this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Weirdly, which I haven't. I haven't seen her do this, but in my head I have. You know?
Yeah, well, Sense and Sensibility.
Yes, of course. Sense and Sensibility, where she kisses all those women. No.
Does that mean that's what you wanted to see, is her kiss women?
What? No.
What are you talking about?
I mean... Well, she does eventually do her sad lesbians walking on a beach movie, doesn't she?
Which one?
Ammonite?
I've never heard of that before.
Nobody has. And it's with Rachel Weisz, I'm pretty sure.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's all coming together.
Keep talking. I'm finding out more about Ammonite.
Yeah, let's dive into Ammonite.
It's a podcast about
Adam. A movie I'm not like 50-50 on whether you just made up.
Sorry, it's not
either of those women.
No, it's definitely Kate Winslet. It's not Rachel Weisz. It's Saoirse Ronan. I'm thinking of another sad lesbians walking on a beach movie with Rachel Weisz.
All right, which one's that?
Yeah, I gotta know now.
I think it's called Disobedience.
Oh boy,
of course it is.
See what I mean by titles? You need to have like a good hooky title.
Yes, there it is. Disobedience is a romantic drama film from 2017, directed by Sebastian Lelio, starring Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams.
Wow,
this is the poster.
Oh, they're kissing.
Kissing.
All right, I'll see it.
What's this on?
What's this? What's it?
Where can I find this?
Where can you find it?
Can I watch this at 1.5 speed at my desk?
I mean, you probably can. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it at 0.75 speed.
That's
you know
the
what I mean?
Commons way. I remember you working box office.
But, like, this is a thing. You
I
know?
Guys watch your
That's
movies
true.
Down
I've definitely,
there.
I've definitely done 1.5. When I was in film school, there was movies I definitely watched at 1.5 speed. Because I'm like, this movie's 3 hours long. I don't have a lot of time. It's very slow. Anyway, some of the movies we watched in film studies were not good.
Oh, you got to watch the stinkers with the blinkers.
It's true. That's the motto.
Not good at improvised rhyme.
I can tell.
It's never my speed.
That's why you're in rap battles.
No, not in rap battles. Saw 8 Mile. Thought I could never do that.
Did not inspire you.
Bounced off of it hard.
What else do we want to say about this
favorite.
Movie? I feel like there's, I'm really tugging at strings.
Well, Rachel Weisz is a great cast because in 2017 she did her Sad Lesbians on a Beach movie,
right?
And then Yorgos is like, well, why I lost Kate? Why don't I get Rachel? She's already done this,
yeah.
And we're gonna make it happier.
Well,
and she gets to play like someone pretty stony.
Yeah.
And
she's got a harsh look to her, so it works really well.
She does, and I... Who doesn't
love
Rachel
Weisz? I can
Weisz?
Say it.
That's...
She's a harsh-looking lady.
Yeah?
She looks mean, and I like that.
She was an early screen crush for me.
How can... You saw The Mummy in 99? We all did. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't see The Mummy.
You haven't seen The Mummy?
Last year.
Oh, yeah, until last year?
Yeah, and I loved it.
It's
did
very,
a lot for me.
Good.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only one you need to see.
I didn't plan on the rest.
Unless you really want to see Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, which I think is better than the second one.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
But they're both bad.
They're both bad.
Tomb is just more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're thinking...
Oh, Mummy Returns has Dwayne Johnson as the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a CGI mess.
Yeah.
I like that.
PlayStation 2 graphics.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's big whoopsie.
Well.
Yeah. They slipped on whoopsie. A banana peel at the end of that movie.
I like the heavy gout in this movie. I really like... that it's gout that's making her sick.
It's true. And as two people who have dealt with gout.
Oh, no.
No. I was seen. Like, yeah, I felt seen. I felt seen for the first time.
But also, is rare to see a woman depicted with gout.
That's true.
They thought I had gout for a little bit. I was relating.
And that would be rare.
Yeah. It would be.
Women don't usually get gout.
It's all that red meat.
Yeah, you don't need as much red meat and beer as us men. At the barbecue.
Yar.
Throw some A1 steak sauce on there and
slather it down and don't even take a bite. No. You just slurp it down your gullet and let it digest and go to bed like a snake.
Jesus.
Come to Montana's.
Montana.
We'll feed you steak like a snake.
But that's what they were putting, they were putting red meat on her, sores, right?
Yep.
Like, as if she had been punched and she needed to... take the swelling down.
Yeah. Well, they probably didn't know medically what to do.
Actually.
Please,
come on in, yeah.
Gout was one of the best researched diseases of that time because so many rich people had it. So many rich white men.
Yep. So they're like, please heal us, doctors.
So like when I
ignore the plague, ignore cancer.
Ignore it. Don't worry about it.
Gout. Focus on gout. Yeah.
When I worked at the Ye Olde Antique Mall, we would sell... the like true antique pieces were like gout stools, and they were like little ottomans, but they were specially designed for people with gout to elevate.
Yeah,
yeah. And now that I know y'all have gout, maybe you're getting a stool.
Give me a gout stool.
Gout stool.
What a Thanksgiving present this is.
To be clear, I don't know about Greg, but I've had gout. I don't currently have it.
You always
have. No. Gout.
That's. But they don't tell you. We have to play our game because I gotta go.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, you know my car is towed out of Safeway right now.
You are not a customer.
And we monitor. We watch.
We monitor. We know.
Okay. So, any final thoughts before we move into the game?
Good movie. Wish I'd seen it more.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Gay period piece. Nothing could be better. Here's to the duck race.
Here's to Olivia Colman. I love her.
And Nicholas Holt.
Okay, we're going to do a rapid fire of this.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's called Movie Royalty.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a film title that has a royal title in it, and you have to name the actor who played that royal title.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So, for example, if I said Lord of the Rings, Return of the king is, of course, is who we're referring to.
Viggo
so
Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen would be the answer.
You're going to do so well. Listen... I have a boyfriend who knows these things. I've offloaded everything from my little brain.
All right, first one. The Princess Bride.
Ding. Good. Robin Wright?
Correct.
That's a woman.
That is.
That's
She's
a woman.
Princess.
Royalty.
Yeah, I didn't say
women,
male royalty.
Women count.
I thought it was going to be male for some reason.
Well, that's your
I'm
bias.
I'm nervous. Keep going.
Well, this one's male. King of New York.
Ding.
Yes.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Incorrect.
Denzel Washington.
I know who it is.
Great guess.
I know who it
okay,
is.
Christopher Walken. It's Christopher Walken. For Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Ding.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Correct.
Doing an accent.
Don't look at me with pity when you say ding.
All right.
King Ralph.
Ding.
Yeah.
John Goodman.
Correct. How about this one? Anna and the King.
Ding.
Yeah.
Chow Yun Fat.
That's correct. How about this one? The Emperor's New Groove.
Ding.
I mean, if I heard Mar first,
wait,
if you have a guess.
Wait, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wait.
I will. Shut the fuck up.
Wait. Ding!
Yes.
David Spade.
Correct!
Yay! I got it so fast and so smart. Oh my god.
Next one, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Ding.
Yes.
Jim Caviezel.
Correct.
Or James.
Sure. Oh. I forgot that I had this one, so I spoiled a bit. The Scorpion King.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Is it Dwayne the Rock?
It is.
Yeah.
God, I knew that. It's not a callback.
How about 2004's King Arthur?
Ding.
Yes.
Clive Owen.
Correct. How about 2006's The Queen?
Oh, yes. Ding. Yeah. Yeah. Helen Mirren.
Correct. 2010's The King's Speech.
Ding.
Yes, Greg?
Mr. Darcy.
Incorrect. Mark?
Did you just hand me an answer?
No, I was doing a goof.
He's doing a goof.
I was doing a goof.
But I'm and counting it as incorrect.
Ding.
Yeah.
Colin. Colin.
Uh-huh. Mm. He's not second.
Mm. Firth?
Yeah! My clue worked. Colin Firth. All right, last one. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Ding.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
JKG. Everyone's favorite person.
Yeah.
No pop star hates him.
Oh, do you see the new trailer for Roadhouse?
It looks great.
I have not. I actually haven't watched it yet.
The Roadhouse trailer looks great, and I hate that I'm saying that.
I think I may have said this before, but I'm kind of like anti-watching trailers not in the movie theater. So like I saw that it was released. I'm like, I can't wait to see that before I watch a movie.
Oh my God. I'm going to crush Bud Lights in the theater while I watch that.
Yeah, you got to bring a sixer.
Bud Light Lime.
Oh, maybe yeah.
Maybe a Chelada in there.
Yeah.
Chelada to start with. I'm getting gout for sure.
And it'll all come full circle. All right, well, that's it for movie royalty. There's obviously way more that I could use, but a lot of them are like, you know, who's the king? Like the Lion King.
Oh, could be Mufasa. Yeah.
Could be Simba.
Yeah.
Could even be Scar.
Matthew Broderick.
King of different Staten times. Island.
King of Staten Island is Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
there you go. The game's turned to me now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mar throwing truth bombs.
The other one I thought was funny is the African Queen. Do you know that one?
The African Queen. Oh, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's a boat. It's the boat in that movie. So that's why.
So it's with Bogart, right?
Yeah, Bogart and Hepburn. So like people might think, oh, it's got to be Katharine Hepburn. Nope, it's the boat.
It's the boat.
Ding? The boat?
The boat?
Yes, but
which boat played it?
The boat that played the African Queen.
Was the boat. HMS Silly Pants. I don't know.
It's some death on the Nile. Anyway,
that's it for this episode.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming back, Mar.
Thanks for coming back, Mar.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back again for another movie that starts with the F. And F.
Yes, the F.
I don't think that's true.
I was like, wait, what was it? Tell me.
Fantastic Mr.
The Fantastic Fox. Four. Oh, that's a movie.
That is a movie. Not in this decade. Not in
this
though,
decade. I believe you might not appear again until the top 10. But I think you might be in 2 episodes in the top 10.
So. You should have me on for movies I don't even know.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that next time.
We had a lot of time in our old episodes where people would write in and say, you should have people on who care about this.
That's true. During the Simpsons era, we specifically wanted to have people who knew the show very well, and then also people who like didn't really watch it, and so they'd have more interesting takes.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's what caused some people who were like hardcore fans to be like, that person didn't even know the show. They don't even know Apu's last name. Like, it's like, all right, calm down. All right.
Some people weren't allowed to watch it when they were kids.
But exactly.
To be fair, that's definitely a good piece of criticism for when we got into the Futurama era.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the Futurama era needed a lot of criticism.
Yes. We needed a lot of tire pumping. And now we got there.
Yeah. We're nailing it. All right. Well, this was the favorite. We'll be back next week with number 37.
Which we've already recorded.
Yeah. Thanks, Mara, for joining us again. We'll see you again later on down the line. And Greg?
Yeah?
Where can they find us?
You can email us at thehammockdistrictonthird@gmail.com.
Numerical 3.
Or you can find us on socials @badneighborspod. And you can also subscribe to our Patreon for $2 a month, American dollars, at patreon.com/boathousestudios, house spelt the German way. We will have some new commentaries and some fun other stuff when we decide what it's going to be.
That's true. Bonus stuff.
Bonus stuff.
Only for subscribers.
Yes, only for subscribers. So that's it. And as always, bye.